And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state, the most beautiful. The one I'm talking about is Alabama, the most beautiful state in the nation. And I'm talking about this show sends its signal like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I'll tell you somebody else that covers a lot of ground, by the way, and I mean this with all sincerity. Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that cover much of North Alabama. I mean, they got locations in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, five locations in and around the Birmingham area. Two newest ones they've got are in Hoover and Chelsea. And folks, Southern Immediate Care, by the way, this is who I use. That's who I go to in the Gadsden area. Southern Immediate Care, 7 days a week, y'all. 7 days a week. Great staff, clean facilities, and they'll take all comers, all right? You don't have to have an appointment. If you need to go there, you go there. Look them up on the website. Find the nearest location to you. Southern Immediate Care. They will see all ages. I'm talking from pediatric to geriatric. Just go on in. They will treat you right. And I just appreciate the fact that I know them personally, the guy who owns this chain, and they are wonderful sponsors for the show. They are also wonderful medical folks for taking care of your needs. Southern Immediate Care. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio, too, by the way. All right, I gotta go to some text messages because the text messages went kaboom. So let me scroll down. Trina from Elk Brant. Brian just mentioned what I was thinking about the bus catching fire with a bunch of children in it. So Brian from Huntsville called in earlier during my magic bus segment and said, you know, these lithium batteries, they can be a fire hazard. Yeah. Well, I get it. You're right. Mike from Athens regarding those buses, what powers the charging stations? Oh, wait, gas, diesel, coal, and nuclear power plants. Now you're putting extra stress on them. Yes, indeed. Glenn from Bluntsville, my breathing problems come from toxic burn pits in third world countries, not from the school bus or Papa's diesel tractor. Well, sorry to hear about your breathing problems. And yes, the burn pits are an issue, but you're right. Our school buses did not cause it. What do we got here? Who did this come from? I'm losing my train of thought. Joe from Elkmont just sent me an image of Dale Jackson's post. Yeah, talking about masks and how masks don't work. Yeah, you're right. Thank you very much. And Department of Public Health putting it out that, you know, masks are effective. No, they're really, really not. John from Huntsville, who's going to eat more pizza tonight, Phil or Dale? Probably Dale. I had a big lunch. I did a meet and three. I'm a light lunch eater. Not today, man. Not today. I was at Walton's on Whitesburg. And I had me some country fried steak with gravy, fried okra, pintos, hash brown casserole. It's amazing I made it through the show without falling asleep. Charlie from Huntsville, Charlie from Huntsville just sent me a pseudo Dr. Seuss. Says, I will not wear it on my face. I will not wear it any place. I will not wear it to get in. I will not wear it on my chin. I will not wear it on my ear. I will not wear it out of fear. I will not wear your stupid mask. I will not wear it. Do not ask. Boomer, did you hear that?
Yes.
I don't know. Boomer, if you can find a way to grab that off of this, Charlie from Huntsville that sent that to us. That is like, I'm going to read it again. That was so good. That was amazing. I will not wear it on my face. I will not wear it any place. I will not wear it to get in. I will not wear it on my chin. I will not wear it on my ear. I will not wear it out of fear. I will not wear your stupid mask. I will not wear it. Do not ask. It's awesome. By the way, I think there's going to be a lot of people that say, if you want our patronage, brick and mortar store, movie theater, whoever, then you won't put a mask mandate in place. Otherwise, you know what? We'll just go order on Amazon and have it delivered to the house. That's what's going to happen. Lee from Huntsville just said Trump's first primary was defining. Okay. Lee is pushing back on Jeff Poore's. You know what? As a matter of fact, you are correct. His primary, he came out of nowhere and blew some people out of the water. And that's a great point, Lee. Tony from Piedmont. I don't know what you mean, Tony. The Alabama gang versus Cale Yarbrough. Why are you texting me that, Tony? Oh, I take it back. I got it. He's working. Okay. Tony, I have trouble following your train of thought sometimes, my brother, but I still like your text. And then Jenny from Decatur just sent me something. What did she say? Oh, yes. So this goes straight to my point. I almost asked my question. Jenny sent me a postcard, greetings from Hawaii, and it has Joe Biden sitting in a chair smoking a cigar. And it says, I know how you feel, folks. I almost lost my Corvette and my kitten when my house almost caught on fire. Here's the question I was going to ask and ran out of time on Grand Council. Who is advising President Biden? Who is telling him it's a great idea? By the way, I didn't know till this morning, his vacation in Lake Tahoe is not over. I thought he flew there and had a couple of days vacation before going to see the folks in Hawaii. No, 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 no. He has gone back to Lake Tahoe. It's a 9-day vacation at Lake Tahoe.
Wait, yes. So it was before and after?
Before and after. And by the way, I also didn't know he only spent 5 hours on the ground in Hawaii.
Oh, sorry, people of Hawaii. I got to get back to my vacation.
Yeah, you're inconveniencing my time off. But by the way, he was on vacation when the fires happened. He's on vacation again 2 weeks later when he went to finally visit him. He only stayed for 5 hours. He's staying at a billionaire's retreat in Lake Tahoe. 9 days. Do you know he has actually vacationed something in the neighborhood? When this vacation's over, it'll be something in the neighborhood of almost 380 days of his presidency have been out of the White House on vacation at the beach or something like that.
Well, that shows a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, right there.
Yeah. Wow. It really does. All right. Hey, listen, I was going to do this dipper. Am I going to do it right now? I think I still will. I got to cover something. So yesterday you heard the interview with Katie Britt, and we talked about the fact that and she announced it. It was breaking news. I don't know if Yellowhammer or 1819 picked it up, but the news broke. Katie Britt saying she will not be voting for President Biden's supplemental request on the $40 billion he's asked for in new spending. Pray tell, what was that new spending for? $24 billion for Ukraine. $12 billion for the disaster relief fund, which is almost depleted because of the number of disasters that have happened on Joe Biden's watch. I sound like I'm blaming him. Maybe I am. And then only $4 billion for the southern border. Of that $4 billion, though, none of it goes to stopping the issues. It all goes to things like providing housing and services and transportation costs for people who come across our border illegally. In other words, how do we take care of them? How about this? Stop them. Remember I made the analogy yesterday that what we're looking at here is as if you have a gushing leak under your kitchen sink and all you do is buy more mops. That's what we're looking at. How about this? Stop the leak. The same is true of our southern border. Stop the freaking leak. All right. How about this? We're seeing things happening all over the nation right now. This is my third dipper, mass migration. We're not just in illegal immigrants coming across our border. We're in what history would call a mass migration, a complete shift of population bases. If you look back at what historically caused the downfall of Rome, historians have a series of things that they go through that talk about what actually caused Rome's demise, the Roman Empire. One of them was a loss of control of their borders. They got to the point they could no longer sustain their own borders, and there was a mass migration of Gauls, and I believe the Germanic tribes began to shift their patterns and come into spaces controlled by the empire, basically because they felt like it. And Rome didn't have any means to stop them and could no longer sustain their own operations in those areas. So what we're looking at right now is a situation where we have mass migration, not just illegal immigrants. We have mass shifts of people. The United States, y'all, and I said it to Senator Britt yesterday, the United States has grown by over 2% in its population just on illegals since Biden took office. Let that sink in. We have added percentages, plural, to the United States population base on illegals just since Biden took office. Meanwhile, you got things like this. Story from Daily Wire. SUNY Buffalo, that's State University of New York, SUNY. SUNY Buffalo, that's the Buffalo campus. So SUNY Buffalo boots illegal immigrants from dorms after parents express concerns about recent sexual assaults. I just think that we could do a whole dipper on that title. SUNY Buffalo, this is called a college campus. College campus boots illegal immigrants from dorms after parents express concerns about recent sexual assaults. Let me break this down. First of all, why is a college campus housing illegals in their dorms? Why? Why is that happening? Well, it's to pay for taxpayers, and we got to take care of them. And we got to provide them a place. Do we? Do we really? We have to give them the dorms on a state funded college university's campus that tuition paying students want to be able to live in. And oh, by the way, what you're telling me here is some of the students were living in the dorms, experienced sexual assaults by illegals who shouldn't have been there in the first place. And the school didn't make a change until the parents complained. There's a whole lot of wrong in that whole scenario there. But yeah, Buffalo, New York's State University campus abruptly decided to kick out dozens of illegal immigrants from its dorms this weekend after parents sounded the alarm over student safety in light of two sexual assaults involving migrants. Yeah, so 44 migrants were housed in the campus dorms. Sexual assaults occurred on students, but it took the complaints of the parents before the school made a change. That's what we're dealing with in the madness that is our mass migration problem right now in the United States. Now, do I believe that every single one of them that comes over here is a criminal? Well, okay, first of all, they broke the law to get here. There's that. No, I don't believe that every single one of them has criminal intent once they're inside the United States. But what happens when you look at it and say, well, that murder or that sexual assault or that drug overdose would not have occurred had we had a different border policy? That's where we are. And percentages of the United States population are now increased on Joe Biden's watch. And it's not because birthing people have been having babies. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back, and I'll deliver a few more of these right now. This is what almost like a mini dipper. But yeah, Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down some major ground, trying to do our best to make common sense a superpower. Hey, let me tell you who else brings a lot of common sense to bear on the things that they do. ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, they provide all kinds of solutions to businesses about various aspects of the ways it takes to run your business. They can help you with logistics, warehousing, quality control, all that kind of stuff. But their bread and butter remains staffing. You need people? They can find you people. Man, I'm telling you, ZLA Solutions is working for big-name employers all over North Alabama and beyond. And I mean, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. Blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar, it don't matter. They can find it for you. And if you need like special niche skills, they can do that. If you need a whole shift of people to run a factory or staff out a service industry or a hospital, yes, they can help you with that. So yeah, ZLA Solutions, their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I gotta jump back on the text messages. I'm doing this little sort of almost like a mini dipper here of mass migration. I will tell you this, and Senator Britt mentioned it yesterday on the show, but it's true. Well, not that it wouldn't be true because she said it, but I'm just saying it is true. Fox News also reported, and I had this sitting in my queue ready for today, that the wall on the southern border. The big, beautiful wall that was being built that the Biden administration has reportedly now been selling off millions of dollars worth of border wall materials in a race against Republicans who are trying to pass legislation to finish its construction. This is ridiculous. They are so determined not to have a wall that even though they already own the parts to put it up, they're selling off the parts before Republicans can make them build it so we can buy them twice. Where does the money go when you sell the parts? Where, who gets the money? Where does it go? But yeah, all the materials that have been laying on a storage lot in Arizona were listed for sale on GovPlanet, govplanet.com or .gov, an online auction marketplace. And that's just, to me, that's just unreal. And we are literally at that point right now where they're not even trying to pretend. They are so desperate not to do anything to help the southern border that they'll sell off the stuff they already have just to be just to prevent being told they have to do it. Hey, a couple of quick texts in here real quick. John from Huntsville just texted in, says, Mamma Mia, Boomer, you get another A triple plus for an unbelievable amount of sound effects and for playing some awesome Magic Bus music.
Yes.
Phil, you and Dale. Says, Phil, you and Dale get an A double plus for doing a fantastic job. Jeff Porn gets a B minus. He says, however, Jeff from Indiana gets an A plus. So congratulations to Boomer. You're once again the champion, but there better be an episode of Boomer McQueen tomorrow. And I suspect there will.
And did you know that I have that the college football pick'em ready? So we'll talk about it tomorrow. Maybe we can release it tomorrow.
Oh, let's get her done, bud. Yeah, we'll talk about it in the morning. That's absolute.
That'll be fun for everybody to jump in on.
Whoop, whoop. And we'll just see how that, because I mean, the NCAA March Madness thing you had set up for us four was awesome.
Right. Now, this will just last the whole season of football. Yeah. That'll be fun to just to keep track with.
Well, I'm going to find out real quick whether I have bragging rights or not, like probably within like week two. But all right, JT from Lacey Springs, he says, if Jeff doesn't call a sidebar today, maybe the mini dipper is going to get done. but then Jeff from Indiana did text in and says, Phil, tell your buddy Dale Jackson I've got my Let's Go Brandon shirt ready to go as well to Gatlinburg. So, yeah, outstanding. Oh, he's headed to Gatlinburg. He's taking his Right Side Radio shirt with him too. Boom. That's good stuff. Thank you, man. Jeff, have a great time there. What else have I got real quick before I land? I'll tell you what. Let me just do this. I've got the mass migration situation on the border. We have an article right here from redstate.com. Redstate.com reports as of August 19th. What could possibly go wrong? Border Patrol records show an 800% increase in Chinese illegal aliens. Yeah, it's not just gone are the days when Mexicans come across the border, some Central Americans. No, the world is coming across our southern border. And you have to ask yourself, what's going on that's causing an 800% increase in Chinese citizens to come across our southern border? By the way, these are the ones we caught. Just the ones we caught. Mass migration, I'm telling you. How about this? I think whoever came up with this has just been brilliant. But the state of Texas is putting those water buoys in. Mexico's mad. Says part of them are Mexican territory. Well, hey, Mexico, I dare you to take them down. I dare you. Double dog dare you. All right, listen, it's been a great day. We will have a great day tomorrow. Boomer McQueen, and those of y'all that are out and about in Huntsville, stop by Terry's Pizza here in about an hour. We will have myself and Dale, and Yaffe is not going to be with us because Yaffe's wife has had a baby, we understand. So blessings on mama and baby. But yeah, it's going to be Dale and Mo Brooks and myself. But Trump's not going to be on stage tonight, so I don't know what Dale and Mo are going to talk about. We'll see. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Boomer, and I will see you tomorrow. Y'all have an amazing night.